The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So, anybody want to talk about their Easter Sunday?
Oh, dude, I started off by eating an amazing quiche.
Where'd you get a quiche from?
Where'd you get a quiche? I know you didn't cook it.
Yeah, that's one thing we know.
We know 100%.
For sure. You did not make
a quiche.
I had it with a friend on a lovely brunch morning.
Oh, you had a brunch date on Easter?
Yeah.
That sounds serious.
Are you going to tell us her name?
No, not at all.
Hold on.
It wasn't even a date. It was a private. It was like a meetup, dog. It wasn't like a date.
Was it a Tinder thing?
No.
Does her name start with C?
Oh, Dana's trying to play investigator.
I don't know who it is. I'll tell you later, automatic. We got to keep this.
But quiche is dope.
I used to work in this place. So this place I used to work in Tucson, they had quiche. I never had quiche before in my life.
Yeah,
and let me tell you, they still had some of the best quiche.
First time I ever had quiche was my Aunt Sylvia, because you know I didn't grow up.
I didn't even know what quiche was until I worked there.
And I went to go visit her, and you know, she's my rich aunt, and I was like, what is this pie? This lovely looking pie. Ever since then, I became
so delicious with the flaky crust and
remember
the
that
egg
girl and... made it for Christmas for everybody, and everybody's like, oh my God.
Dana does make a good quiche.
I do, but I can't make it too much. It's
a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
I got a second round, too.
Not
of the quiche, though, baby.
She was turned on by the quiche. She was probably the first time she's ever seen quiche.
All my brown homies out there, get you a white woman who makes quiche. It's amazing.
All right, so let's begin the podcast now. Is it 420?
Hell yeah, it's 420, dog.
Smells like it.
Welcome to Wednesday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
What up? It's Anthony A.
You know, I want to say something real quick. You know, I don't do drugs or marijuana, but I am a huge supporter for the legalization of marijuana, not only for medical use, but for you to have a good time with.
Don't do the drugs. Yeah. Don't do the weeds.
Let's make this very clear. She has done marijuana.
I have.
There was that great New Year's night. Remember that New Year's night, dude? We got done DJing.
Yeah.
Recently we were in Mexico.
I swear to you, this woman who deals in medical marijuana, because I had an eye twitch. Remember I had the twitch going on? And I couldn't sleep and I was nervous and Otto said, okay.
She gave me these pills that are 100 milligram pills that are like all THC. Specially designed by this scientist in California. She told me when she gave it to me, she's like, don't you dare take the whole thing.
Help people get off of opioids.
Yeah, I think that scientist is the same guy who made Elon Musk a flamethrower. Why would you want a pill?
A pill. And so I cut off a little piece and I was like, this will help you sleep, Dana. Just a tiny little piece.
So he passes out and I proceed to freak out and hallucinate with Sausage Party on the TV. And I cannot wake DJ Automatic
up. It doesn't beat my edible freak out.
Okay, they do it.
New York City, my friend Camilo gives me an edible, and I thought I was gonna die.
First of all, that name Camilo sounds sketch. Wouldn't take an edible from him.
Nope.
No, he made me call 911. The fire department.
I was telling the guy, I was like, I'm dying. I thought I was having a heart attack. I had a full on panic attack.
A 911 call in New York City, bro.
Yeah. You know how much that cost
me? You know how much that ambulance ride cost me? It was the most expensive weed I've ever had.
And he's naked on the ground, wet in his underwear in front of everybody. Help me.
If you are having a panic attack from weed, do not take a hot shower.
Just go to sleep.
It doesn't make it any better.
Just go to
sleep. Remember, you will not die.
You will not die.
Not one case.
And I know
anyone.
This happens to a lot of other people. It's not just me.
Not one case of anybody in the history of marijuana has anyone ever died from it. Okay, mm-mm. So
be careful with the edibles today.
Yeah, all the crazy stories aside, let's be sure and get it legal so we can help people out there who are suffering from PTSD and other things like
and
that. Get them off those pills.
Wrongfully incriminated too. We'll talk about that.
Out of jail.
Moral of the story. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
It's a good day to eat some cheddar fries. It's National Cheddar Fry Day.
This is like the perfect thing to eat.
Dog, check this out. It's also National Pineapple Upside Down Cake.
Bro. This is the best 420 food ever.
And of course, we'll wrap it up on this glorious holiday. It is 420.
All right. Like in everything in life, moderation, please. Never drive while under the influence.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What if I told you there's a very simple way you could pull up to a restaurant and save 20% off anything you order? Does that interest you? Of course it does. Food news inside hottest hashtags on this fine Monday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. Welcome. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. the Baked Potato.
Okay, so this is the first of supposedly many restaurants that are going to be offering to knock off 20% of your bill, but only if customers are willing to lock their cell phones up in a tiny tabletop jail cell.
Oh, that's really cool.
Diners will be given the keys to the little phone, but they'll be padlocked inside for the duration of the meal until you get your ticket.
And you get 20% off just putting your phone down?
Just to put your phone away. So the first restaurant to do it is having huge success. They're making more money. People are talking to one another. They end up ordering more food, ordering more drinks.
Well, it's so annoying when you're sitting down at the table and you're talking to somebody and all they can do is stare at their phone.
Right. All of that, too. And also, like, a lot of these places now, they always do, like, if you check in with us on Instagram or you check in on Facebook, then you'll get a discount. So I really like that these people are doing the opposite.
Yeah, like, we just want you to just communicate with the person you're with.
That's what's up, dude. That owner, he sounds like a downhill.
We need to go eat there.
Yeah.
Well, it's in England.
Oh, even more reason.
Let's all go.
Oh, somebody needs to do that here.
I think it's a great idea.
No, so, because
putting out into the universe.
Especially because if you have a kid, you know it's almost impossible to get them to put their phone down. And it's like it turns into an argument. So if we could lock it up and actually have a meal where we don't look at our phones.
Great idea. I love it. I love today's food news. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
Man, something you might love even more. It's National Animal Cracker Day.
I told a story earlier. My nana used to play the little Animal Cracker song. And then once in a while, because we didn't have a lot, but I would ask her for the little red box, the Barnum and Bailey Animal Crackers.
Those are the good ones.
Those are the best. And I would match it up with the animals on the box.
They actually look like the animals.
They do. And like there'd be a butt or a head. And I'd be like, what butt does this go with where I try to put it together? Those are my favorites. They're so good.
Yo, it's also National Tax Day. Last day to do your taxes, y'all. Don't forget.
I don't like taxes.
Right.
I like Animal Crackers way more than taxes.
I do remember the first time I had to pay taxes, and I asked my accountant, what am I going to do? And he said, get on your knees, and thank God.
Oh.
You're in a way better place.
Hey, you didn't have to lead with the get on your knees.
That was like... You guys are so dirty.
Well, that was a great story.
He
that
said,
was funny,
thank God.
Dude.
Yeah, what
I know. But I also know that that guy is a pig. So.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
I met a girl who thanked God over the weekend. It's International Piñata Day.
Piñatas out there. I never had a piñata really when I was with my mom, but I did with my nana, and I had a burro that was my favorite. The little donkey.
Yeah, those were dope, dude. I'll never forget when my homies had a Spider-Man with a big ass head.
I used to see them on the side of the road all the time.
Those were the expensive piñatas, though. Any cartoon piñata costs like double.
Why don't politicians make good piñatas?
Why don't politicians make good piñatas, Anthony A?
Because they're full of
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm really into nature lately, and I want to share my newly found peace with everybody listening. Good morning. It's Tuesday. We're the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
You're annoying. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
First of all, I don't have my eyelashes on today. I took my extensions out, and I watched a documentary that was narrated by President Barack Obama because my husband, DJ Automatic, made me. I didn't want to watch it. I was like, I don't want to do it.
She watches one documentary and now she's a hippie.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just that I started to think about it. First, remember I showed you the beaver documentary?
Yes.
They're a little beaver. And then I watched this one. I thought, gosh, why are we the only animals on the planet that don't give anything back?
We give everything back to the planet.
What do we give back? We take from this planet. We take everything from her earth. We take her oil. We trash it. I just saw a whole study. There are now so many chemicals in the ocean. Things are dying because of our sunscreen. We take and we take and we don't give back. What do we do?
I don't think my dog does anything to give back.
Yes, he does. He poops on the ground.
Which fertilizes the dirt.
Yes.
Not if you pick it up in a plastic bag. Which is a weird thing
to do.
Here's
what we can give back. Let's all buy the recyclable dog bag. There you go.
Or a fun way is to just not even pick it up. Act like you didn't see it.
Just let it decompose.
You guys are disgusting. I hate those people. Don't be those dog owners.
It turns all white?
Yeah. Oh, National Day, Anthony A.
Oh, we will start with National Garlic Day. Ooh.
I love garlic. I can't
Not
use
a fan
it
of garlic.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you eat it.
I can eat it, but I got a sensitive tummy.
I love some garlic, dude. Also, we have
garlic bread.
Mmm, there it is. We also have National Hanging Out Day. So you want to just chill out, lounge, you know, maybe get some more earth tips from Dana Cortez. Today's the day to do so.
I was thinking we kind of get paid to hang out. Right. We sit here hanging out.
We also have National Bicycle Day. Bicycle, ride your pedal bike to school, y'all.
Why can you not say bicycle?
I don't even know.
It was a long ride, not maybe, a long walk to that one.
Because I was thinking of the man who invented the bicycle, a good Swiss scientist by the name of Albert Hoffman, who was actually on LSD when he discovered the bicycle.
Really? Yes,
that's a fact, dude.
Well, don't ride a bicycle on LSD.
Something else that LSD might make you do is wear your pajamas to work. It's National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
That's the problem. Anthony's wearing his pajamas. He hasn't woken up yet.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
There's just something different about a grilled burger. It hits different. It tastes better, right? Mm. I've got food news inside hottest hashtags about Burger King you're going to love. Let's get it started. It is Tuesday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Okay, so in food news, Burger King's $5 Your Way value meal is here. Mm. $5 for a double Whopper Jr., four-piece chicken nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. If you purchase all those things separately, it's $9.06. So that's a great value for $5 with inflation. I know a lot of people are rushing, and I don't always recommend a pull-through or drive-through. But why not? If it's $5, you in a hurry. And I love a Whopper with mayonnaise. Yeah. I don't know why.
Low-key, their buns are good. The sesame seed bun they got going.
They are so good.
I haven't had a Whopper in over 10 years.
You know where the best Whopper was automatic that I got ever? You took me to Burger King in Jamaica. I don't know why that...
That was the last time I had Burger King.
That was so freaking good. I got chills. Take me
anybody
back today.
Anybody who's been to the islands knows that like Burger King and KFC are a delicacy.
Oh, so okay. Good. I was asking. I was like, why would you guys go all the way to Jamaica to have Burger King?
But I don't know. Because Automatic's friend who lived in Jamaica said, let's go to Burger King. I said, let's go. Let's go. National Day, Anthony A.
We will start with National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
Why Today's not?
Day. Right now. Get
a lot
casual.
Of people are working at home in their pajamas at this very moment.
It's also National Garlic Day. Ooh.
Garlic bread, garlic in pizza, garlic in spaghetti. I made some good spaghetti the other day, Automatic. I put enough garlic, but not enough to hurt your tummy. But you said it was good.
Are you looking for confirmation on that?
Yes.
Okay. Garlic. It was good.
Garlic hurts your tummy?
No. Everything hurts my stomach. You know what? I'm basically an old woman.
I need to live on cream of wheat and jello.
Oh, my God. All right, Dana Cortez. Why can't a pedal bicycle stand on its own?
Why can't a pedal bicycle stand on its own, Anthony A?
Because it's too tired. tired.
That was good.
It's National Bicycle Day. Woo.
Shout out to Lewis, one of my mom's BFFs. He bought me my first bike at age 6, and then my Uncle Frankie taught me how to ride it.
Oh, true story, nice. I taught myself how to ride a bike.
Oh, there you go,
Automatic.
Dude.
I would see kids in the neighborhood who were riding their bike, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to ride a bike. So shout out to my parents. They got me a bike, but they didn't have time to show me how to use it. So I just would crash into cars and the trees, fall off curbs. But I eventually got it.
My cousin Bernadette was the one who showed me how to ride a bicycle.
Oh,
but
nice, yeah.
More importantly, my younger brother, he was one of those people who never needed training wheels.
Blood ass.
So shout out to my brother Angelo.
Same
dog.
Thing with Matt. Yeah, dude. He was like, he watched me running and everything, and he was like, that's what you don't do. And he learned right away.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
50 Cent is spilling all the tea between him and Jay-Z beefing again. No, it's not 2001. It's 2022. I got this story and more. It's time for the Daily Dirt, the best gossip. Anthony A, famous people's birthdays.
The very talented Jessica Lange celebrating her birthday. I love Jessica Lange.
I do too.
And we'll stop it right there. Happy birthday if it's yours. Happy 420.
You're not going to wish the Queen Elizabeth a happy birthday?
Queen Elizabeth?
Anthony? She's like 190. Why are you not wishing?
Well, because Automatic has it on the wrong date. Happy 420, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Automatic, stop participating in the holiday.
Oops.
How about that? Okay, I want to talk about gossip now.
Well, you forgot Shamar Moore then.
Shamar Moore. Happy birthday.
Kid Cudi and Kanye West are on a song together on Pusha T's new album. After the song dropped, Cudi released a statement. That man is not my friend. That's the last song you'll hear us do together. Ooh. I cleared it because of Pusha T, signed Scott.
Oh, let's go. Shout out Kid Cudi for clearing the song. That's amazing.
Well, he said he loves Pusha T. That's his brother. Is this really the end of Kid Cudi and Kanye West working together?
hopefully not for Kid Cudi, because Kanye West made him who he is today.
That's what I was going to say. Or, I mean, do Kanye's best songs have Kid Cudi in the production? Do they need each other?
I'm just happy that the song got cleared. I don't think they need each other to make songs, but I'm happy this one. I'm happy to see Pusha T and Kid Cudi collab. That's amazing.
That's nice. That's nice. Yeah. All right, so Drake posted a photo with Taylor Swift.
Yes, go T-Swizzle.
So, you know, some people have speculated that he has had a mega crush on T-Swift for a very long time. It's not the first time he's just randomly thrown a picture.
She doesn't
up
look
with
like
her.
Your prototypical Drake girl, though.
No, but she's powerful. She's in the industry.
She understands what he goes through.
She also has a boyfriend, Drake, but that's never stopped him before.
Yeah, and, you know, soccer has goalkeepers. Doesn't mean you try to stop scoring.
Oh. Nope. Does she have a ring? No. So anyway, what do you think about Drake and Taylor Swift dating?
I'm here for it. And also because she's the exact opposite of Rihanna. You know what I'm saying? Look-wise. So
really
there you go. Drake, go get it, dude. I'm here for it.
All right. And finally, 50 Cent is spilling all the tea about Jay-Z crying and whining and not wanting him to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. In fact, it only happened because Eminem said, if he doesn't perform, then I don't perform. And then Jay-Z called Eminem, this white boy, this and that. And 50 Cent's like, what do you mean white boy? Why not call him the best rapper? Why do 50 Cent and Jay-Z, 20 million years later, still not like each other?
Jay-Z has not liked 50 Cent from jump. And he made it clear. He said he didn't want... Do you know what happened? Is G-Unit came and took the lane that Rockefeller was in. And that's all... And it's friendly competition.
But was Jay-Z wrong by... I think that performance would have been better without 50 Cent and his fat body hanging over the thing. Like I'm thinking about it. I was like, that wasn't as great as we all thought it was going to be.
Maybe it worked out for Jay in the end.
Speaking of working out, that's what 50 Cent needs to do.
No matter what, shout out to Eminem for being a loyal friend.
For real. Because if it hadn't been for him, 50 Cent wouldn't have gotten to perform.
Nope.
Hanging upside down like a bat. All right, that's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
A hole in the little hearts of Taco Bell fans will soon be filled. I cannot wait for food news today. Inside Hottest Hashtags, it's 420, everybody. The Dana Cortez Show is on. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
What's up? I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. The Baked Potato.
All right, so Ozark Season 4 is finally coming back to Netflix. Marty and the fam return. Drum roll, please. April 29th. Get ready to bin.
That was quick.
You and DJ Automatic should host like a wrap-up segment of Ozarks. You guys are the biggest Ozarks fans I know, dude.
No, man, the whole country loves Ozark. Maybe not. But I'll tell you this. If you've been contemplating getting Netflix or you've been looking for something to binge and you haven't watched Ozark, catch up. And get ready.
It's a great show, dude.
It is.
Dynamics of the whole family going on.
It's a white novella. All right, now in food news. Taco Bell fans, stand up. They're bringing back the Mexican pizza.
Yeah. What?
And this time for good.
Mm. Who was the girl that got this back again?
Doja Cat.
You might have heard of her.
Oh, Doja Cat, yeah.
Dolly Parton.
Okay, girls, let's get back to Double Decker, okay?
Yeah. Come on, ladies.
Come on, Doja Cat, bring the Double Decker back.
Taco Bell originally removed it from the menu September 2020 in an effort to move toward more sustainable packaging. Well, with so much backlash, they brought it back. It's going to be served in a paperboard box with messaging encouraging customers to recycle.
Yeah.
You can satisfy your craving for Mexican pizza beginning May 19th and forever.
You don't have to recycle anything when it comes to Double Decker. I'm just telling you. It's just paper.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, Dana Cortez, what happens when you eat an edible too fast?
You call 911 for your husband, DJ Automatic.
Oh, no. I was going to say you get a pot belly, but all right, that too.
I think mine was funnier.
It's also National Cheddar Fried Day.
Mm-hmm. Perfect 420 meal.
Oh, it's National Banana Day. Damn, I love banana, dog.
Might be too healthy for 420.
No, it's not.
Never a bad time for a banana in your mouth. And we'll wrap it up on National Look Alike Day.
Okay, have you ever heard this? I had somebody write on my page, on my Instagram page, you and DJ Automatic look alike.
What?
Oh.
Is it because we've been married now more than 10 years?
I believe that people start to look alike after they've been together for a long time.
Dude, my friend Veronica and her boyfriend, they started to look alike after they had a kid. It's weird.
Are you serious, Anthony? Yeah, dude.
I think people's dogs start to look like them too.
No, it's the people that start to look like their dogs.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Cardi B and Offset reveal their baby boy's name, and I'll tell you where you can see the picture. Automatic, I can't believe I forgot to mention this. Hey, it's top of the Daily Dirt, the best gossip. This story and more, celebrity birthdays, DJ Automatic first.
We got Suge Knight celebrating today, Joanna Gaines, James Franco, Kate Hudson, and TikToker Lauren Gray.
Suge Knight is not celebrating his birthday.
Well, it's his birthday. He might not be celebrating. Maybe he's celebrating with some ramen today.
All right, let's go ahead and talk about somebody who definitely is celebrating, and so is the music industry. Kendrick Lamar is finally coming with new music. He's got an album coming out. It's called Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, dropping May 13th. I got so excited. I got chills right now just talking about it.
I just want to let every other rapper know, get out the way. It's Kendrick season. Jack Harlow, I know you're supposed to be coming with an album real quick, but oof, not the best time to drop.
Yeah.
All right, now let's talk about Keeping Up with the Kardashians. They're back on Hulu. And I wonder, will anybody watch? This has been trending since the whole show dropped. So obviously, we want to know about this family. We want to be in their business. And Khloe Kardashian had a moment with Tristan Thompson on the show where she said this.
I know if Tristan had his way, I guess, then we would completely be together. I just need a little breathing room and time to think.
Think about what? About the baby he made with another woman while you were together with him?
Dana, at this point, there's just some women who just don't learn. And Chloe's one of them.
Well, now, hey, I got something else to say. If you love him and you accept him cheating, then just let it be. Then that's who he is. Don't worry about it. Don't get upset about it. Certainly don't blame the woman. If that's what you want, then that's what you want. I'm no one to judge. But damn, girl, don't say you got to think about something.
I just need a little breathing room and time to think.
All right, and then finally, Cardi B, Offset, and all their children covered Essence magazine, and they look so beautiful. You know he has kids from previous relationships.
That's what I liked the most about the cover, was that it was Offset and all his kids.
Well, she said, this is my family.
Yeah, and Cardi B, shout out to her for accepting all of his other kids. I mean, that's the majority of people. That's the majority of people that have, what do they call them?
Blended families. What do you call it? That's what we have, DJ Automatic.
I don't know the technical terms, Dana.
Either way, it's just a beautiful cover. I would love for you to go see it at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'll put the picture up in the story. And this happened last week. I don't know how I forgot to talk about it. But their son's name is Wave.
At least it's not Apple.
Exactly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hi, Chloe. Everybody knows a Chloe, though. Everybody has a friend who stays with a guy who cheats. But here's my thing, and I said this in gossip. If that's what you want to do, don't worry about it. Just say that's what you want to do. And one day you'll either get to a point where you don't want to be there, or you'll just be there forever. And that's just it.
I mean, at this point, she can't be embarrassed by the situation because, the whole embarrassment thing was probably taken out by, what's his name, her other husband?
Lamar Odom.
No,
Lamar
Odom. I don't think so. I think that it's different. I really think she cares about this guy and they have a kid and she has this idea of what family is because no matter what you think of the Kardashians, family is very important to them, right? It's family, the kids, the father, the this, the that.
Everybody's kind of been of a little bit of a Chloe, not to maybe the extent that she's done
we've
it. But
we've all been stupid we've all been in a there, relationship. Yeah.
Exactly.
But I don't think I've ever been like, oh, I know she cheated and I'm okay with it. And I'm
you have. You told us that a man called you to tell you your woman
but I
cheated.
She told me that it wasn't true, and I believed her like a... How, do you know how many people on the internet have tried to tell me that you've cheated?
That's different.
No, but think about that.
On the internet? Seriously?
Have I told you about this? That
no.
There's God, this woman that won't leave me alone that keeps telling me that Dana's a cheater?
No. That I'm talking to her husband.
Oh, yeah, that she's talking to her husband. And that
she
karma's
hit me
coming.
At first, and I was like, lady, who are you? What the hell are you talking about? It wouldn't answer me.
Dude.
2 years later, she hits a bottle.
Some people get all pee-pee hearted about them down in the DMs. You know, they contact her husband. She's like, you're messing up my life still.
That's probably what it is. All right, more of the podcast now.